keeps good history, a little touch of mystery, with lots of hilarity, it's at a lull.
All right, so this is a bit of a special kind of, not an episode, but just something we want to talk about.
It's just, it's a mini-sode.
It's a giggle-aid.
A giggle-aid.
We released our podcast, what, a couple of months ago? No, like a month ago.
Yeah, we started working on it in February and then did the first episode a month ago, yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, we're called Adalol. Our tagline is Heaps Good History. I think our Facebook page is called Heaps Good History. You listen to the first 3 seconds of our intro. The words Heaps Good History are mentioned. And I think originally you suggested the name be called Heaps Good History.
Yeah, and the whole idea of our podcast is that we go into the kind of weird and wonderful bits of South Australian history exclusively. We're not looking at other parts of Australia. We're not looking at world history or any other events. We're looking at South Australia.
That's right.
Not just Adelaide, but mostly Adelaide. And yeah.
That's it. And so we promoted this as we would. Tom and I, just a bit of background, are nobodies from nowhere. We're just two mates who met at work. We're not comedians.
I'm not a fucking nobody.
Not after this. But anyway, yeah. So I promoted on sort of Reddit and Facebook and Twitter, kind of my thing. Anyway, I get a message from a mate last night, my mate Craig, and he's like, hey, check this out.
Classic Craig.
Check this out. Everything I'm going to say here is facts. Craig's like, the message said, how is this not a ripoff? Question mark. I looked and I'm like, oh, someone's tweeted about our podcast, but they've changed the logo. No, someone, Greg Barilla, the social and commentator from the Advertiser, has begun a podcast called Heaps Good History. That's a fact. Launched his first episode this week.
Yep.
That's a fact. And I know Greg Barilla has been called out previous times. You know, he is on Reddit, and why wouldn't he be? That's his job to be seeing these things. And like, people have called him out on it before, like, oh, you're stealing our stories and shit. But
he's a journalist.
That's his job, to be seeing what the South Australia public are doing.
I'm talking about.
So fair enough. But I had posted on Reddit and, you know, it got more than 3 upvotes. So for the Adelaide subreddit, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, people had a listen, like not many, but so anyway, in my mind, I'm like, well, he's seen this, thought, that's a pretty good idea, does his own thing, does his South Australia history podcast called Heaps Good History, and I'm just kind of like, well, he's stolen my idea. How has this happened, a few weeks after we've done it? That's what I'm thinking.
But it's one of those things, though, where it's like, the first thing you see red.
And I think because my mate texted me, he's like, how is this not a ripoff of your show? I'm like, I hadn't even listened to it at this point. I'll admit that. I'm like, this guy's just ripped off my thing. He's got, you know, because he's a journalist for the Advertiser, he's written a story about it. We can't write a story about it. So obviously
we can, but it's not going to get published in the Advertiser.
that's right. I'm obviously jealous already because, you know, he can talk to more than 6 people. I'm like, well, he's getting retweets from, you know, Keith Conlon and the Migration Museum. And fair enough, that's, you know, the people he knows and whatnot. So I'm seeing red. So I get on Twitter and I blast him. I'm like, dude, you've stolen my work. Like, seriously, I know you hang out on Reddit. You've stolen my work. You've stolen our work. Sorry, I won't take all the credit.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I don't know what you're on about. So I delete the tweets because I'm kind of nice like that. I'm like, well, I'm not going to drag him through the mud. But I send him an email. So I sent him an email. I copied you into the email. And I'm like, come on, man. Is this really a coincidence? I know you're on Reddit. Here's your Reddit username. I know it's your job to be looking at Reddit like a lot of the time. And you get stories from there. There's even, you know, you've even said on Reddit yourself, yes, we're on here. And you know,
we're paying attention to what's going on.
We pull stories from here. So I'm like, come on, man. This was the post. And, you know, a couple of weeks later, you launch a podcast called Heaps Good History.
Yeah, it is a remarkable coincidence.
And look, he's like, he says to me, and look, he's like, this is a coincidence. It's fully a coincidence.
Okay.
Whether, you know, I fully believe that, it's a remarkable coincidence.
Yeah, it's a remarkable
coincidence. And these are just facts. It totally could be. And so I posted it on Reddit. I got mad. I acted like an asshole. And I was like, look, let's just.
Yeah, because you see Reddit in that kind of scenario.
I see Reddit. And I'm like, I'll put all the facts out there. Here's my podcast. It was posted this date. Here's his podcast posted this date. Both about South Australia history. He's used our tagline, which we've used previously.
Yeah.
Here's the post. He's on Reddit. Here's his username. He's seen it. Make up your own mind. I said that to everyone. I didn't include any opinions in that. I was like, I included one opinion. Yeah. I said one podcast is heaps better than the other.
And it's,
which is a bit of a
hello. Yeah. But it's one of those things where it's impossible to know.
That's right. And it is impossible to know. But anyway, he seems like we got in touch and we got emailing and we got together on Twitter and he look, seems like a reasonable enough guy. And look, the thing that really did it for me is we got on Reddit. It got pretty popular. Like it was top of the Adelaide subreddit for a while. And the comments were everything from like contact Media Watch to like, this is blatantly ripping you off.
Someone was like, burn down his fucking house.
Then someone was like, burn down his house. I'm like, that's not cool.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Then also people were like, well, yeah, it's, you know, it's totally feasible. Like Greg got on there. He's like, this is my situation. I'm like, well, yeah, everyone's like, well, it is kind of feasible. It's highly coincidental.
Feasible. Like the phrase heaps good is like quintessentially South Australia. Like, and and 10 years ago, you used to be able to get like, even 5 years ago, you used to be able to get shirts with like,
I still got one. Yeah.
It says heaps good and it's got like the South Australian map on the shirt. You know, like everyone knows that kind of phrase, the phrase heaps good is something that South Australians kind of say. So yeah, he's going for that sort of that alliteration, that heaps good history. It flows well.
It does flow really well,
which is why we came up with it as a tagline in the first place. And it is remarkable that we would have the idea to do a history podcast about South Australia exclusively and have the tagline heaps good history, and then, you know, a week later he has the exact same idea. It's remarkable because podcasting has been a thing for over a decade, and it's been a big thing since at least 2008, and what, like just now we decide to have this podcast.
And we're nobodies.
And we're nobodies. That's right. And we give it that title and talk about it on Reddit. But at the same, you know, it's a remarkable coincidence, but at the same time, it's not outside of the realm of possibility that it is just a coincidence.
That's right. And look, it kind of like, I'm like, well, you know, I acted like an asshole. That's what I do. That's what I did. Anyone who knows me on Reddit is I'm a complete asshole and it's hilarious.
No, I don't think you acted like an asshole. I think you just like, it's like one of those things where, have you ever been in a situation where you've lost something and then like the first thing that's come into your head is like someone fucking stole it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like you've lost something precious and rather than being like, oh, maybe I misplaced it or maybe I should retrace my steps, your first thought is like someone fucking stole my
phone. Yeah. And he said that to me in the first email. He's like, look, I know you're mad. I'm a journalist. This happens to me all the time. I know it'll piss you
off. It happens to you all the time, does it? How often would you say that people accuse you of stealing their...
No. People rip off his work all the time. Oh, okay, and Edward is a journo.
Yeah.
And look, obviously he and the advertiser could crush us like a bug. But what did it for me?
Could they though? I mean, it's not like anyone's...
No.
I mean, this is why I think we should give Greg the benefit of the doubt, because like, he's probably going to lose his job.
No, soon. Yeah. Well, that's kind of what it got to. People were like, "Oh, he should be fired for this." I don't mean he's
going to lose his job because of this. I mean, like the advertisers they're cutting staff like left, right, and center. They're letting people go. News Corp's cutting staff right across Australia. Yeah. So it's like, well, we should give him the benefit of the doubt because he's probably like, you know,
he's got a lot more to lose in this battle than we have to gain. We have,
yeah, exactly.
That's just how it is. So I'm apologising to Greg Barilla. On behalf of Adelol, the original Heaps Good History podcast, our new tagline. But
and I'm not apologizing to anybody because shit. I didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything.
I certainly wasn't the one saying burn down his house.
No. But look, that's kind of what.
No, like, somebody did write that though, and that's not cool. That is like really full on.
It was clearly. Look, I'm not going to say clearly. It was deemed as a joke. It's like, let's burn down his house and send him to Satan.
Yeah, but if you read that.
Yeah,
and you don't know that the person's joking. You might be like, "Oh fuck!" Like, you know, I'm a journalist. I'm in the public eye. People probably could figure out where I live.
Yeah, that's right. And look, you could figure out where I live probably through LinkedIn and things like that. But anyway, so what happens? He contacts me on Reddit. He's like, "Hey, you know, kind of big coincidence. Do you want to? You know, the comments are getting pretty narky. Usually, I wouldn't remove a post, but I looked at the comments. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? If
comments from other people.
Yeah. I stated facts. I'm like, well, you know, I wouldn't want people dragging my reputation through the mud, and I certainly wouldn't want, you know, people saying, let's burn Dan's house.
Which is unfortunate because I've been doing it for years.
You piece of shit.
Behind your back, I'm just like, fuck this guy.
Yep. A formal apology to Greg Barilla of the Advertiser.
It's not formal unless you put it in writing.
I'm not putting it in writing. and regular apology to Greg Barilla of the Advertiser. What we have offered to Greg is for him to become the first guest reader on Adelol.
Oh, that would be lovely.
He's not gotten back to us on that one yet. But there's a public invitation for Greg.
Offer's open.
Yeah, just get back to us and look, the offer's open. We'd love to have you. He wishes us all the best with our podcast. So that's,
oh, that's nice.
That's nice, isn't
that's
it?
That's lovely, yeah.
We got that going for us. Maybe he can do an article about...
He offers us all the... He wishes us all the best with our Heaps Good podcast, our Heaps Good History podcast.
You know, we wish him all the best with his... And look, I listened to his podcast and, you know, entirely different ball game.
Really. Yeah. See, he's not cracking jokes.
One's really good and the other one's ours, so... So that from my end wraps up. Do you want to say anything?
Well, I don't want... There's nothing else that I think needs to be said other than the fact that we're not going to stop using the hashtag HeapsGoodHistory.
Oh, yeah, that's
And we're
ours.
Not going to stop using the tagline HeapsGoodHistory. And so if there's any expectation that we would stop using that, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, and I don't think
But beyond all that, it's like, you know, sure, he has the right. He has the right to do what he's doing, and he's obviously doing a good job, and he's a journalist, and he's trying to keep his job, and that's not an easy thing to do at News Corp right now, and... I wish him all the best, and I hope he doesn't think that, you know, we're like bitter about the situation, because...
I tell you that much, yeah. I saw red and that's how it was, and now I'm like, you know, he does his thing, we do our thing.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for our next episode about the armless painter. No, that's it.
No, nice guy. You know, I think he's armless.
Credit to the Reddit user there.
Okay. All right. See you, kids.